Students, today in the module number 2, I am going to teach you about rural administration. Okay, in the rural administration, we are going to see some important matters. As you are the students of 6th standard, you must know it. Children, this is the lesson given in civics. Civics is also called what? Citizenship education. We are the citizen of India. In this textbook, civics, we are going to study about the rights and duties of the citizens and also the government. Meaning of government, types of government, functions of the government, problems of the government, how to solve the problems of the government. Like that, many things we are going to study what in civics book. Okay, this book also in social studies is very, very important book. Okay, and rights and duties. Children, you do not know, in the year 2005, an act was passed in the British Parliament, in Indian Parliament. That act is called what? Hindu Succession Amendment Act, passed in the year 2005. See, mainly in this act what happened, we are going to study about the position on or after 9th September 2005. 9th September 2005, really what has happened? Especially what the rights of the girls, or in other words we can say the rights of the daughters in the family. Children, you see, daughter of what? Cobra senior shell by birth, become cobra senior in her own right, in the same manner as son. So what I want to say here, how a male child has the right to get what the parents' properties. Accordingly, what happened, now the female children also have the equal rights to get what the properties of the parents. As what a male child is getting in the family. So, according to this Hindu Succession Amendment Act in the year 2005, now all children are eligible to get what? Equal properties, equal rights to get the parents' properties. And daughter has the same rights in the cobra senior property. That means they are the real what? Real people to get the parents' property. Okay, so daughter also has the same rights in the cobra senior property as she would have had if she had been a son. Suppose if she had a son, she was born like the son in the family, she would have got what? The parents' properties. In the same manner what happened, now according to this new act what happened, daughters also have the rights to get what? Equal properties from the parents' land, parents' properties. But the same time, now daughter is allotted the same share as to the son. Okay, as to the son. So that means what? Now female children also get what? Rights to get what? The parents' properties. So to some extent what happened, since India is a democratic country, because democratic country is a country where equality is to be maintained. So based on this principle, democracy, what happened, here also equality is to be maintained according to what the Hindu Succession Amendment Act. Okay, so now all children in the family are going to get what? Equal properties from the parents. Okay, so this is the way children, female children also get equality, get equal what? Share from the parents' properties. In that way what happened, now female children also are happy in the family. Okay, right. Okay, then students, see page number 52 in the textbook. According to the old textbook, what happened? Page number 52, where what happened? The Patwari gives what? Gives a lot of information regarding what Raghu's land and Mohan's land. Okay, so this map, okay, this map, you know, gives a lots of ideas, lots of ideas. At the same time, this chart also is giving a lot of information about the direction, about what this Raghu's land, what type of crops are cultivated, how boundary line is marked with a thick line, and also where this particular area is located. Okay, especially what Madhya Pradesh government, Madhya Pradesh, what type of crops are cultivated, what's the total area, 2.7 hectare of land, what's the second crop cultivated in the particular land, how much land belongs to what fallow land. Fallow land is a land which is given for rest for some time, sir. And also how many wells are there, but there is only one well. Okay, only one well where what happened, we take what water from the well. Okay, plus in some places we find what grassland, and in some places, no, the what you call them, no crops grown, and those lands, no, are given for grazing to the cattle. So that the survey, according to the survey, what happened, the lands are divided, and what happened, the Patwari has made what this map of the land. Survey was taken. So this is a land record. Whether Raghu or what you called Mohan, if they want to get what land records, they can get it from the Patwari. So for this purpose, this chart is given, map is given, children. So like that, what happened? If we have our own land, children, we get what the records from the Patwari. Okay, any problem we can take survey also. Okay, Patwari is the person who comes and what that measure the land. We get what proper land records. Okay, so children, in this session we have understood about what rural administration, the role of what Patwari, the role of police station, and also what you call the new rule, and also how daughters are going to get what parents' properties. This all we have discussed, children. And now I have gone one worksheet, many questions have been asked. So based on those questions, what happened, try to find out the answer. You write the answer in the classwork note neatly. Handwriting is very important. If you write what neatly, you will be given what full mark, otherwise you will not get marks. Okay, that's why go through what the worksheet also, children. Then this lesson is over, successfully we have completed. So again, in the next class, what happened, I'm going to start one more lesson in different books that I inform you after some time, sir. Okay, children, thank you. All the best. And what, go through the textbook, read all the paragraphs, underline what the main sentences, and what the main sentences are to be written what in the long size paper also, though that can be made as an assignment. Okay, so assignment work also is given. Okay, this work is to be completed soon, and the same assignment is to be submitted on 25th October in this month. Okay, all the best, all the best. Prove that you are the best. Okay, children, thanks. Students, so according to this new law, what happened, the Hindu Succession Amendment Act 2005 came into force from September 2005. The government of India has issued a notification to this effect. Okay, accordingly, what happened, as I told you, male and female children are going to get what equal share. Okay, equal share from the parents' properties. Now male children also are happy, female children also are happy. So this act has been passed to remove what gender discrimination. Gender means what? That male and female. Male and what? Female. So no discrimination now. Okay, so this law that is called in the Hindu Succession Act 1956. Okay, in the year 1956 itself what happened, this law has been passed and gives only the rights, okay, the following rights to daughters under Section 6. Section 6. The daughter of a copper singer, that means joined hair means what? joint here means what? The owner by birth becomes what? Co-personer by right in the same manner as the son. So the daughter has the same rights in the co-personer property as she would have had if she had been a son. In the new law, sons, daughters and their mothers can get an equal share of the land. So this is the fact. Okay, this is the fact. According to this new law, what happened? What all? Equal share means not only among the children, even what? The children's mother also is given one share. Because till the last day of her life, what happened? She has to get something from the properties. Okay, properties. So that when they divide the land or when they divide what the properties, what happened? Even mother also is given a share. Okay, so according to new act. At the same time, children, as I told you, when you talk about what? Tehsildar, because this session also is a part of rural administration. So, when we talk about Tehsildar, he is a revenue administrative officer. I told you already, in charge of what? Obtaining taxation from your Tehsil. From your Tehsil means from the taluka office, so from the circle. Tehsil or circle, both are same. So, here what happened? Tax is to be what? Collected by the Tehsildar. So, apart from Tehsildar, every police station has an area that comes under its control. Okay, all persons in that area can report cases or inform the police about any occurrence like theft, accident, fight, etc. So, whatever happens in the particular village, what happened, they have to inform, especially Patwari is going to inform to the police what is happening in the particular area. So, the police of that area then what? Inquire, investigate and what? Take action. Thus, the police maintain law and order situation in the area. Apart from law and order situation in the area, then the land disputes also are common features of the villages. Hence, it is essential to maintain what? Records. Records means especially land records, so that conflicts may be avoided. Okay, here comes the role of the Patwari. Patwari, because already I taught about what Patwari, but at the same time now, Patwari is playing major role in the particular village. So as I told you, Patwari is the person whose main task is to measure land and keep land records. He also updates these records. Each Patwari is responsible for a group of villages. Okay, the Patwari is also responsible for organizing the collection of land revenue from the farmers and providing what information to the government about the crops grown in this area. Because since he has what all the land records, he knows very well what type of crops are cultivated in the particular village. Okay, what is happening to the particular crop in the particular village? Because sometimes what happens, the crops may get what? Destroyed due to the failure of rainfall. Or sometimes they may get fire also, or that area get what? Will get what? Drought condition. So Patwari knows everything. So whatever conditions are created or whatever conditions are found in the particular village, they are to be informed to the government by the Patwari. Okay, Patwari. And the revenue department of the government play a major role in their direction. Even senior people in this department, already told you, supervise the Patwari's work. Patwari's work. Okay. In this way, children, what happened? That Patwari is playing role in the particular village. So, for managing matters relating to land, okay, disputes are subdivided. Okay, sorry, districts are subdivided, known as what? Divisions. Known as what? As I told you, state, district, and what you call it, Tehsil, and also what you call it, this villages. Okay, many subdivisions are there. So, these subdivisions of a district are known by different names such as Tehsil, Taluka, etc. So, the district collector is at the head. The revenue officers known as Tehsildars work under him. Okay, so this also, how the functions of the Tehsildar, how the functions of the collectors, we have to understand. Each district has what? One collector. Okay.